Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Tuesday, January 22nd. A new comprehensive study shows that nearly half of U.S. children are under-vaccinated because of delays or refusals by their parents. The Denver Post reports that a study by Kaiser Permanente Institute for Health Research of more than 320,000 young children shows widening immunization gaps, even in families with primary doctors and health care. According to the study, some parents don't follow the recommended vaccine schedule because they didn't have time for an appointment or their child was sick. But up to 13% of under-vaccinations are a result of parents consciously choosing to delay or avoid vaccines for their children. Kaiser Health scientist Jason Glanz says while he understands parents' concerns about vaccine safety, he strongly recommends parents get their children vaccinated on time. Glanz says if an increasing number delay or refuse vaccines, there will be outbreaks. The Post reports that the study doesn't draw a direct connection between the number of children who missed vaccinations and recent massive whooping cough epidemics and flu spikes. But previous studies have shown that people who refuse the whooping cough vaccine are 23 times more likely to get the dangerous illness. The Bureau of Land Management held the first of three meetings with local town councils last night. About 50 people showed up at the Hotchkiss Town Hall to hear what agency representatives had to say about the pending gas lease auction of parcels in the North Fork Valley. KVNF's Marty Derlin was there.
Hotchkiss Town Council members sat silent as Mayor Wendell Kunst asked questions of the five BLM officials who'd come to provide answers about the controversial leasing of 20,000 acres of land for gas wells in the North Fork Valley. BLM State Director Helen Hankins, flanked by four other BLM representatives, had maps and handouts for the council, but not for the public, who were forbidden to ask questions or express concerns. There were audience rumblings throughout the meeting, and at the end, a woman vented her frustration.
Shame on you for not representing the people in this room who are opposed to the sale. Shame on all of you.
BLM representatives spoke for more than an hour. Communications Director Stephen Hall.
There's been 116 wells drilled in the North Fork Valley and Delta County. 15 are currently producing natural gas. 29 are shut in but capable of production. And 72 were drilled, abandoned, and plugged. So basically they were dry holes. Currently in Delta County, there's 101,000 federal acres that are held under federal lease. 11,000 acres that are currently held by production, meaning they're federal leases that are proved up and producing gas.
Responding to the mayor, Uncompahgre Field Office Director Barb Sharrow spoke to the agency's 1989 resource management plan, saying it had been amended 16 times since it was written. A complete revision of the plan is in the works.
We hope to come out with a draft sometime this spring, April, May, June. And when we do come out with it, there will be a 90-day public comment period. And we will be having open houses where we'll talk about the plan or you can come in and ask questions or whatever.
But many people wanted to ask questions last night and felt they were shut out. Brad Burrett from Citizens for a Healthy Community.
We're quite disappointed that BLM hasn't hosted a meeting similar to this, a work session with the community where the community can have its concerns answered. They've not given us an opportunity to do that.
Hankins indicated that the BLM had not yet decided whether to withdraw more parcels from the sale. This evening, the BLM Roadshow continues in the North Fork Valley, with a meeting in Crawford at 5 p.m. and in Paonia at 7. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
State Representative Ray Scott wants to increase more oil and natural gas drilling in Colorado and help fund higher education at the same time. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the Mesa County Republican has introduced a bill into the state legislature that would exempt oil and gas wells permitted during the next 2 years from paying the state's severance tax. After that time, and for the remaining life of those wells, the severance taxes would go into the state's College Opportunity Fund, which provides college tuition stipends to in-state students. The Sentinel reports that Scott's bill is similar to an amendment pushed by former Governor Bill Ritter, which voters soundly rejected in 2008. Ritter's bill would have increased the severance tax rate and put some of that money toward college scholarships. Scott says he hopes to get support from higher education advocates, but he knows local government officials and outdoor enthusiasts won't like it. He also doesn't expect Democratic leaders in the House will support the bill. Under the current law, half of the state's severance taxes goes to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and the other half to the Department of Local Affairs, which distributes it in the form of grants to fund water projects and local communities. And that concludes your local newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Eric Gould. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.